I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system that is rooted in our culture.
Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I have Terry Sokka on with me today. We're going to be interviewing him, talking with him. 17 years as an accredited asset management specialist. He's deeply involved in all aspects of tangible assets. He has a solid understanding of economics, 4 licenses as a financial advisor, offers 13 different precious metals, and he is a prophecy student, reads his King James Bible, and is a soul winner, and he is also one of the sponsors for Prophecy Club. So, welcome to the Prophecy Club, Terry.
Thank you, Stan. So good to be here.
Okay, so let's start with the first question. What in the world is going on? We see so many changes out there in so many different ways. So what's going on in the world of finances and precious metals?
Well, I guess the best way to put it, Stan, is for people to understand the bigger picture. And we all know that there's raging inflation. We're all seeing that there's supply chain shortages. You know, we're going to the store and we're recognizing the shelves are empty. We're ordering products and they're not showing up for 6-8 months. There's a lot going on. We know that they're printing a lot of money in the tunes of trillions. And they're working right now in Congress to print another $1.7 trillion. So if we think inflation is tough now, wait until that hits. They keep saying that it's paid for, but I can only tell you, if they're taking money through taxation from others to pay for this mostly welfare program, what it's doing is taking money away from productive ability of the money to produce and then putting it into the system that is non-productive. But the bigger picture of this is really going back to what we would call the Great Reset. It's an idea that comes out of the World Economic Forum, started really hitting it in 2014. And what they're trying to do is transform the global economy into a, now from our points of view, mind you, this is leading us into what we would probably say a prelude to the mark of the beast. That's what the vaccine passports are about. It has nothing to do with this virus. It has everything to do with tracking us, controlling us. And so in this Great Reset concept, what they're doing is they're crushing the economic system through mandates. And so what we're seeing right now happen is they had these mandates laid out globally, which I say was a total farce. So we understand, you know, that this virus is a real flu virus. It is affecting us. But overall, what they're seeing, especially like in the Netherlands and Denmark, that it's nothing more than like a cold. That's why they're shutting down mandates. But what's happened is the mandates globally, which I believe were orchestrated by this event of the World Economic Forum, they shut down the economic system of the world and the Western civilization. Now we're seeing bottlenecks. We're still seeing constraints on mandates, especially here in our country as they're trying to do vaccine mandates. People are quitting their jobs, walking away from their jobs. And so we're seeing a continued attack on efficiency in our financial system. Now, I'll contend, I understand that this is a bigger picture to take us to what they want as a one world controlled system in digital currencies. But this is a little bit different. This goes a little bit deeper. Not just digital currencies, but control of our behavior and our ability to really protest or our ability to disagree. It's a control of everything. And so by doing this, they did it at a time which I think was convenient for them. I don't know. I'm still contending the virus was let out on purpose, but let's just say it was an accident. They took advantage of it to push this agenda to transform the global system. But what I can tell you from real straight up financial analysis is the banking system, about 2 months before the virus was even announced, was collapsing. It was in the repo market. It gets kind of complicated, but the bottom line is the banks were collapsing. They weren't surviving. They had to print money and bail out the banks to the tune of trillions. So, and conveniently, while bailing out the banking system, this virus shows up. They're able to shut down the economics of the world, which I think instead of malfeasance to the banking system, they were able to then say, oh, it's the virus that caused the economies to collapse. Well, then we had a little twist. We got these so-called shots that were supposedly going to stop this virus from spreading, and the economy started coming back. So when DJT actually successfully brought us back and the economy started roaring, that put a kink, I believe, in the global plan. And so now we're seeing the second phase where they're orchestrating through these mandates the shutdown of the supply chain is why we're seeing extraordinary inflation, why we're seeing extraordinary emptiness to the shelves, why we can't get goods and services. That condition is setting up future, not just more inflation, hyperinflation. But remember, the end result of all of this is to take our currency away and take us to what they call a central bank digital currency, which then is the ultimate control mechanism. When you add that to the vaccine passport or the V passport kind of thing, then you have a control mechanism, you see?
Right.
Then they can control your money. They can tell you where you can and cannot go. So we're seeing a time in history we've never really seen. I don't think I have or you have.
No.
Where we are seeing a transformation of everything we know to be stable, wealth, we know whatever we have for wealth could be evaporated because it's in paper instead of tangible assets. We're seeing a time of massive shifting, which I would go even to Job 27, where the wicked kind of does this shift. But I believe if we watch ourselves right as a kingdom, and get ourselves positioned right with certain things like food and tangible assets like gold and silver, we can survive this and be successful. But we have to know the truth of what's going on. And this is not conspiracy. Everything I've told you is actually documented out there. And they even have the videos of them explaining it, which is pretty extraordinary.
Okay, I'm smiling because I've got a really tough question for you.
Hey, good.
And you may not even want to answer this. A lot of people say that the stock market is really controlled and the metals market is really controlled. And so since we know that Shane Warne was told, he says by the audible voice of God, that silver is going to skyrocket far more than gold. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have speculated, okay, if they control the stock market, if they control the metals market, that sounds like it's kind of going out of control. So what could cause silver to skyrocket, if it does? Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're not suggesting you buy anything. We're not making any financial advice here. But what could cause it to skyrocket?
Well, I'm going back to the concept that, number one, silver is biblical. It was always the biblical form of money. I call it God's money. Haggai 2:8 says, the silver is mine. Job 27, wicked pile up silver like dust, but in the end distributed to the innocent, in a paraphrase of that. The wicked no longer hoard God's money of silver. They hoard fake paper fiat currency. So when these currencies collapse by design, silver will be a recipient of that wealth transfer, which I call almost wicked to the innocent. Now, is it manipulated as they all are? Absolutely they are. I'm deeply involved. I was more in the stock markets. I'm out of that stuff now. I'm deeply involved in tangible assets. Yes, they are controlling through the futures market, the pricing mechanism. What will change though? And what is changing? Because I'm in the refining side. I'm in the minting side. I'm in the supply side. I know the demand is unbelievable and they're barely keeping up demand.
For silver and gold.
For silver, for especially. And what's really interesting, every 5 million automobiles, electric vehicles that they produce, they need 100 million ounces of silver. It's extraordinary amount of silver that goes into making these electric vehicles. So the continued demand on silver for everything, the computers we're talking on, the cameras we're using, the phones, everything takes silver. The problem is silver is not replaceable. I mean, the only thing that can replace silver would be gold. So there truly is a pressure on the supply side of silver, and they're going to get away from this manipulation. And I believe really when they crash the paper dollar and start transitioning us to a digital currency, they're no longer going to care about the manipulation. At that point, it won't matter. And that's when the prices will have to find true value, because the demand industrially is just overwhelming.
Okay, let's go back to a comment you said about the refining side. What do you mean you're also in the refining side?
Well, we get involved and we recycle. We're involved in people that actually recycle. So we send silver to a refinery and have it melted down. We are also getting our supply. We get from a refinery and we get our supply in what is known as grain. So it's like a pure 99.9 pure BB form of silver. Then that supply is sent to the mint that they then extrude into like long silver pipes. Then they laser cut them into coin form and then go through the process of minting them. So we're not brokers. So we don't buy from someone just to resell to somebody.
So when you say you're talking about Cornerstone
Asset. Oh, Cornerstone Asset Metals, yes.
Involved in getting the money directly from basically the ground, chopping it up and making it into coins. Now, does that reflect in a better price to the people that get it from you?
Not really. We're pretty neutrally competitive because along that process, we still have to pay the same cost. So in buying the grain, we're still paying.
But you have it when others are out.
Pardon?
But you have it when others are out of it.
Yes. See, I look at the way I look at it. Thank you, Lord. But the way I look at it is if I cannot get the supply,
nobody
will be getting it. Because most of the dealers out there are people who basically buy from someone to resell.
Okay.
Now, well, sometimes we'll do that on specialty items. But for the most part, we mint our own product.
Is there a possibility that here on the short term, there might be an outage of silver, like there is an outage of a whole lot of things right now?
There is absolutely no doubt. Although we have pretty darn good connections. We even have a good Swiss connection of material. So I'm pretty confident we'll continue, but I will have to caveat. We felt it. Matter of fact, when we were in the middle of COVID, we had an issue getting, because of mandates, we had an issue getting supply. We were backed up for 8, 9, 10 weeks on manufacturing. But it's getting better now. We've improved our manufacturing ability. The supply is now streaming, but there absolutely could be at any time if they increase mandates again, because I'm not so certain that this winter is not going to be a very ugly, dark winter.
Well,
and I think orchestrated, by the way,
podcast says we're looking at a really tough winter. Okay, now, so someone's watching. They're thinking about getting some gold and silver. How do they get a hold of you? What do they do? Kind of walk them through the steps to get it, and then turn and walk them through the steps when all of a sudden now they need to get their money back out of it. What do they do? How do they get it? How do they resell it?
Absolutely. And just so for the record, too, obviously, gold and silver is valuable because I believe God put that, you know, mission on me, get my people ready. And this is the most liquid of tangible assets. I really believe in land and other tangible assets as well. Heck, even bags of wheat. Ammunition. I mean, there's a million tangible assets that we can use as trade. But silver and gold is very liquid, and especially silver, I think, has a spiritual connection because of the biblical side of it. But in doing so, I would be contacting Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can give us a call. I think the number would be on the screen there at 888-747-3309. Go to our website. You can register for information. Talk to a representative. Our team is literally a solid team. Most of them, even we all went to Bible school together. So we're pretty serious about being serious, in the word as well as the business side. They've been with us 10 years. I mean, they're a solid team. They will at least answer questions and help guide you through the process. There are simple processes to do, not just in cash sales, but protecting those IRAs and 401ks, which I have to tell you, Stan, is crucial right now. If they pass that infrastructure bill that they're trying to do, there is a major provision in there that will restrict your ability of what you can and cannot do in your IRA and 401k. The language is in there. It's unbelievable. They are really going to ratchet down on what you can and cannot do in your retirement accounts. Right now, you can take your IRAs and roll them over into a precious metals account and actually own physical silver. So from that point of view, urgency is a little bit there. But otherwise, calling, registering for information, starting the process to understanding how, whether you want to take it home, store it safely at home, whether you want to store it in a private depository or vault, you do have options. And the way a lot of our clients tell us, they just say, you know, I think I'd rather have physical silver in a vault than cash and currency in a bank and digits in the cosmos, as they call it, in the banking system. So I do understand. And I think the best way is start the conversation, giving us a call, registering for information. That will at least start to get you comfortable that all along, gold and silver always was our money as a nation, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, but biblical as well. And I really believe if we hold tangible assets during this extraordinary time we're experiencing, we will be the ones on the other side of the fence, which, by the way, isn't just for our wealth and our gain. And I know how people a lot of times think. It's so we have the resources to support the ministry and to help others around us, because they're going to need it, because many people will not be prepared, and we need to be there with wealth as a kingdom, because if we don't, what good are we?
I have to tell them this story. So the first time I called your office, long time ago when we first got hooked up, I called and said, yeah, this is Stan with the Prophecy Club. And I was about to say, are you getting any calls? And she says, your people. Your people. What? She says, we love your people. You Prophecy Club people. You're great people.
Yeah. Well, it's because you know what it is what I'm finding, and I've talked to a lot of ministries. Your audience is aware.
Yeah.
They're paying attention, and they know. I hate to say it, but there's a lot of ministry and a lot of even Christian television. The audiences know nothing about what's coming.
Right.
And your audience is. They're prepared and aware. And I think our people, because they're not just seriously on fire in the Holy Spirit and they know the business well, they're excited to talk to people who know too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just like I talked to the gentleman, Andrew, today, and God, it just feels good to talk with someone else who gets it, because we sometimes feel alone, that we're out here swimming in this pond and we're by ourselves, but we're not. There's millions and millions of us, but we're kind of divided through the media and divided through even our local communities. We need to know that there are other people that understand out there, and there are solutions, but we need to take action.
Okay, so if you would like to find out more about gold, silver, rhodium, palladium, precious metals, how you get them, how you sell them, all the questions, the answers, then here's what you do. You go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, or you can call at 888-747-3309, cornerstoneassetmetals.com, and tell them Prophecy Club sent you. Tell them Terry told you to take good care of us.
Oh, we'll definitely be doing that. And I just stand, and before we go, I just want to pray the fire of heaven and the Holy Spirit touch each and every person that watches this program. Let wisdom and understanding guide you through these times. And every moment it comes up, we rebuke the spirit of fear, because we've been given the power, love, and a sound mind that the Lord has provided. So let's just
Amen.
Stay focused.
Amen, amen, amen. And thank you for being on. And thank you for helping us reach more people, too.
Thank you, Stan, for reaching out to these people. It's good to see them informed.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
With record money printing, wild fluctuations in the stock market, and our devalued currency, only one easily accessible investment has stood the test of time, and that is precious metals. Precious metals, such as physical silver and gold, are a store of value. Provide stability for your portfolio and are the most widely accepted hedge against inflation and market volatility. Fortunes of incalculable wealth have been built throughout history through ownership of these wonderful metals, and smart investors still rely on the dependability of silver and gold to protect and preserve their hard-earned wealth and prosper in times of economic uncertainty. Call Cornerstone Asset Metals today at 888-747-3309 to protect, preserve, and prosper with silver and gold. call 888-747-3309 or visit cornerstoneassetmetals.com.